We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Oh, good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in. Hey, I was just sitting here and having a conversation. Let this be a panic-free broadcast for you today. How about that? You know, that'll be awesome, you know, that this is a no-fear zone, a no-worry zone, a no-anxiety zone. This is a God zone today. And so my name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. We're going to be spending the next half hour with you as you are either working, driving to work, on your way home from work. You might be listening mid part of the day. You might be in an office someplace, wherever you may be. I just want you to know that God is on the scene, and he's ready to minister to you, through you, and for you in this day and time. So thank you for tuning in. You're listening to WMIE 91.5 FM or WWBC 1510 AM. You might be listening to the on-demand feature via the WMIEFM.com website. You could be listening during the TuneIn app. You might be driving down the road. You might be sitting in the car next to the person listening to you. I want you to know God wants to get your attention today. So we are talking about how to successfully navigate persecution. By the way, we would like to invite you out to our services this week. Our church is located at 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. We're two blocks north of 520, and we're two blocks west of Courtney Parkway. So just slightly out of range from thousands and thousands of eyes that are driving up and down the streets each and every day. But we are thankful for this radio station that enables us to bring this broadcast to your ears. And if you do not have a church home, we would love to have you come and celebrate what God has done, what God is doing, and what he's going to continue to do in and through Merritt Assembly of God. So do want to say thank you to the folks at Jits Concrete today, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. A friend of mine had a dad who was in construction, and he said, you know, wherever you go, you want to make sure that house is block. You want a block home. And I take that very serious. When I came to Merritt Assembly of God, a minister came over and he said, wow, this building is built solid. Now it was ugly as all get out, but it was a solid building. He said, I wouldn't be afraid to ride out a hurricane in this building. And our sanctuary and fellowship hall are both block building. If you need anything with block or concrete done, I want to encourage you to write this number down. Maybe you don't need it today. Maybe you are planning on doing a project in the near future. But 321-536-5804, JITS Concrete, is the number. They have been doing block and concrete work for decades. They literally have decades of experience here in Brevard County. They are excellent at what they do, and they will do a phenomenal job for you. And so I encourage you to give them a call and consider them for any of your block or concrete needs. Whether you want to build something that is going to be able to withstand Category 5 winds or whatever, they can do the job. They will do a great job for you. They know the depths, the thicknesses, the strengths of the concrete. They have all of the connections, the tools. And they've already learned all of the lessons. You don't want to try and do these things on your own. You want to pay for the professionals to do it, because they can do it for basically a pretty comparable price to what you could get it. They will do it faster and better than you. That's why I recommend them. We've seen their work. We've experienced their work at Merritt Assembly of God over and over again. They will do a great job for you. 321-536-5804. We're going back to Psalm 143 today. I like reading this psalm so that you can understand the context of everything here. We're talking about blessings that come even during times of persecution. So this is a psalm of David. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplication. In your faithfulness, answer me, and in your righteousness, do not enter into judgment with your servant, for in your sight no one living is righteous. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness like those who have long been dead. Therefore, my spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is distressed. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your works. I muse on the work of your hands. I spread out my hands to you. My soul longs for you like a thirsty land. Selah. Answer me speedily, O Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, lest I be like those who go down into the pit. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. In you I take shelter. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake, for your righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble. In your mercy, cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my soul, for I am your servant. So yesterday we were talking about four strategies that God wants to implement after we have cried out to him and asked him for deliverance from persecution. The verse number 7, answer me quickly. Continue in verse number 7. We want a face-to-face encounter. We want an up-close and personal encounter. Verse number 8, cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. So we want to hear every day about the loving kindness of God. And the fourth thing that we talked about yesterday was cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. So there is instruction, there is information that comes, and there is direction on how we should walk. So then we come to verse number 9. This is step number 5. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. In you I take shelter. So never fail to take advantage of the refuge that you have in God. He is your sanctuary. He is your fortress. He is your protection. He is the place that you can run. He's your safe room. If we were in Oklahoma, he would be your, what did we call them? Storm cellar. He's your storm cellar. He's that place that you could run when tornadoes are coming your way. And you and I, we can take refuge in God and ask him to deliver us from our enemies. Never be afraid to ask for God to intervene. When you have entered into covenant relationship with him, that means that he is willing to come to your rescue. Because whatever happens to you happens to him. So an attack upon you is also an attack upon God. When you are being persecuted, he is being persecuted. When Jesus came down off the Mount of Transfiguration in Matthew chapter 16, it's recorded in some other gospels, and in one of those accounts, it says, why are you talking to my disciples the way that you're talking? Why are you messing with my disciples? Now, it doesn't say mess with in the King James or the New King James Version, but it does in the Bob Arthur's 2018 paraphrase version. Why are you messing with my disciples? What gives you the right to mess with my disciples? You know, I have seen a lot of parents who were willing to discipline their kids, but if somebody else that had not been granted authority to discipline their kids started disciplining their kids, all of a sudden the parents are saying, what do you think you're doing? Why are you messing with my kid? That same sort of defense is available to us because our Father is ready to come to our defense. When you are being persecuted, do not be afraid to ask God to intervene in the situation. Pride will keep you from many times from asking. Pride will keep me from asking. But listen, when I'm in the fight of my life, I don't want it to be a fair fight. in all honesty, I want it to be a decimation. I want it to be a complete and total victory. I don't like winning by the skin of my teeth. That's why I say people wouldn't like me as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. You wouldn't like my war strategy, because my strategy would be send them all. If we're going to have victory, let's not sit here and play patty cake all day. You know, when David and the Israeli or the Jewish army was facing Goliath, it said that they went out morning and afternoon. They stood on top of the hill and they stood there and faced off and screamed against one another. And then Goliath would come out and the Hebrew people would go running away and cowering in fear and say, oh, that enemy's too big for us. So David was sent, and specifically the command was, go and find out how the battle's going. Well, in reality, the battle wasn't going on at all. There was just a whole lot of meeting together and shouting. And listen, if we're in a spiritual battle and I have the ability to call heaven and get spiritual reinforcements, I'm going to do that. I believe that it would be wise of all of us to take advantage of God's generous and willing offer to come to our defense. When the children of Israel went into the promised land, Joshua and the elders of the people entered into a covenant, a peace treaty with the people of Gibeon. They deceived them. They thought that they told the children of Israel that they had come from a long, long way away, and they were just around the corner. And they said, why did you deceive us like that? And they said, we heard that you were told to decimate the people of the land, and so we decided that we would enter into a covenant with you instead of being decimated. And they said, well, now you're going to be servants all the days that you're alive. And they said, serving is better than dead. You know, again, the Bob Arthur's paraphrase version. And the other nations got mad at the Gibeonites for entering into this covenant, and so they attacked the Gibeonites. And Joshua and the children of Israel came to their defense and overpowered the enemy. And every time I read that story, I realize that when I entered into a covenant with God, God was willing to come to my defense as well. And so don't be afraid to call upon the name of the Lord. Don't let your pride or your ego get in the way. Say, God, let's see complete and total victory over this right now. The next thing that I want to talk about, so this would be number six in our journey, is teach me to do your will, for you are my God, your spirit is good. When we are being persecuted, I believe that we need to position ourselves as the teacher, as the student and not the teacher. God, I want you to teach me to do your will, even during this difficult hour, for you are my God and your spirit is good. Okay, so what if we came out of persecution with a greater understanding and a greater commitment to do the will of God, to know that God is still our God, even when we are persecuted, and second, to know that God is good, even when we are being persecuted? We would come out of that and we'd say, you know what? I am better equipped after the persecution than I was before the persecution. Teach me to do your will, O God. In other words, help me to understand that I still have purpose in this land. Okay? Number seven. This is at the end of verse number 10, and it says, your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Now, we've already talked about, in fact, probably a week ago's broadcast, lead me, that God is the leader. And so we need to make sure that we allow God to do what he is really, really good at. And everything he does, he's really, really good at. But he's really good at being our shepherd. Allow him to lead, and then let us follow. Okay, Paul would say, follow me as I follow Christ. Lead me not into temptation, for yours is the kingdom and the glory and the power forever. Okay, we want God to, and I like what it says here, lead me in the land of uprightness. So it is not just a request for God to lead. It is a request for God to completely transform the culture and the society from a society of depravity and a culture of persecution to a land of uprightness and righteousness. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. Okay? We need God to lead us according to what is right. Okay? And so if he is leading, I tell people this. If I'm the husband and I'm following Christ and my wife is following Christ, that the more we follow Jesus, the closer we are going to get to one another. Because the more that I'm pursuing him, the closer we get to the throne, the closer we get to one another. And so I believe that God is wanting to do something here in Brevard County. There are a lot of exciting things that I'm hearing about here in the Central Florida area that are on the plate for 2019. And so what we need is somebody that says, you know what? I'm not waiting for it to happen in some other place. If God is on the move, he's going to have at least one follower, and I'm not waiting for anybody else to follow. I'm going to start following him right now. So it's one thing to talk about being led. It's another thing to actually be led. And so I want to ask you to possibly do a little bit of self-evaluation here as we prepare to enter the weekend. And that is this. Has God spoken anything to you, given you direction, given you vision, given you an assignment? He said, this is where I'm wanting to take you in this life. Is there anything he's spoken to you and you haven't done yet? Because I can assure you of this, God hasn't forgotten. You know why I know that? Because God and I had that conversation one time, where I was asked to prayer walk Merritt Island. It's a big island. It took me days to accomplish in the actual journey, but it took me years of fulfillment. God spoke to me, and I was like, okay, well, this should be fun. And so we started prayer walking, and the first day I got 12 miles. My feet hurt. I didn't have any water. There was the stretch of Merritt Island that I walked had no commerce, no industry out there whatsoever. It was just a really, really difficult walk. I had to call and get rescued, and it was so painful that I found a lot of reasons not to do it from that point on until a couple of years later. God said, did you ever finish that? Knowing full well that I hadn't. And I said, no, sir. And he said, well, why not? And so I want to ask you to do the same thing that I did. And what happened with me in that situation is he gave me a strategy where I could accomplish that goal, which I did. I prayer walked all of Merritt Island. I didn't go up and down every street, but I did as much of the circumference as was pretty much humanly possible. You might have been able to get a few more blocks in on me, but I came away with a strategy, and I also came away from that assignment with a great deal more insight into the community in which I live. I saw things I'd never seen before. And if I can tell you this, I believe that God's leading is always going to result in benefit in your life and my life. The Holy Spirit guides us into all truth. Whenever he tells us to do something, there's always going to be a benefit for it, whether it's for us or for somebody else. Verse number 11 says, revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake. As I was as I was looking at this and studying this passage, there's a lot of sakes going on. Okay, revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake. And verse number 11 continues, for your righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. Most of the time when we cry out for deliverance, it is because it is inconvenient and it is painful for us. We like things to be easy. We like for them to be comfortable. We do not like discomfort at all. We don't like strife, tension, any of that sort of rather than strife, let's throw in stress. I don't like strife. But sometimes it's the stress that we encounter that propels us forward. God is looking for us to realize that from this point forward, this journey is not going to be just about us. It is about his name. It is going to be about his righteousness. It's about what he is able to do on behalf of his people. So the eighth one that we want to talk about is revive me, O Lord, for your namesake. Listen, when your body's been persecuted, your soul's been persecuted, your spirit has been impacted, you've been ground as if, or you've been crushed as if into the ground, and your spirit has been overwhelmed, your heart has been distressed, your soul has been persecuted, the very life feels like it's being sucked out of you, you need the reviving presence of God. And so I want you to know that the God who breathed life into man is able to provide the sustaining life that you need. So, God, do not let death prevail where you commanded life to be. That's a good word. Bring my soul out of trouble. Why? For your righteousness' sake. Okay, this is how the enemy is treating my soul, but I lifted my soul up to you and I put it into your hands, and now God, would you turn it around and would you revive my soul? Okay, I believe that's very possible. I've got a word on revival that is stirring. I'm going to be sharing that this coming weekend, and I'm looking forward to what God has to say. Revive me, O Lord, for your namesake. Number 9, in your mercy, cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my soul. Please understand that your enemies are not people. They're the spirits behind those people. Now, they can be used as tormentors and things like that, but remember that the real enemy is the force that is behind those people. And so, God, in your mercy for me, would you cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict or persecute my soul? God, I need you to come, and I want you to move on my behalf. I want you to move in my life. Most of what you hear being discussed here is talk about how God is going to operate in David's life from the point of the persecution forward. I mean, it's good. It's lead me, revive me, deliver me, teach me, cause me to hear, cause me to know, a personal encounter, quick answers. But now here in verse number 12, he says, God, I know that while you're working on me, you're also going to be working on the enemy. Do you realize that the same pillar that brought comfort to the children of Israel was a force of terror for the children of Egypt when they came out of Egypt on their way to the promised land? God doesn't just work on one end of the equation. He works on both ends of the equation. And God is more powerful than the most powerful army. He is more powerful than the greatest economy that the world has. He is wiser than the wisdom this world has. Listen, he confounds the wisdom of the wise. So do not be afraid to ask him to cut off your enemies. The Lord rebuke you, Satan, is one of my favorite teachings in the scripture. And the 10th thing that I want to share with you, how do we want to respond to this for this day forward, is in the last part of verse number 12, number 10, for I am your servant. David was writing about enemies that were persecuting him, how they were affecting him in every aspect of his personality. And he says, God, I want you to have greater power, greater influence, greater control, greater effect in my life. I want to, you know, trust you more. All of this, he says, cut off my enemies, not because they're just my enemies, but do it because I am your servant. Do you realize that you're on divine assignment? You are commissioned by God with a task that he had for you before the foundation of the world. You are no accident. Why do you think the enemy would cause so many people to believe that their life isn't meaningful in any capacity? It's because he knows the exact opposite to be true. You have divine purpose. I love what the Bible says about David, that David said that he was not going to see death until he had fulfilled God's purpose in his life, in his day. He was going to continue on and serve God. This is the same David. David said, God, I want you to cut off the enemies because they're trying to hinder me and my service of you. So as we come to the end of this week and the end of this broadcast, I want to ask you a question. Are there any enemies that you are facing in your life and they are a hindrance to the service that you're offering God? There's some things I'm believing for in my life that the power of the enemy is going to be broken, not just so that I can say free at last, but so that I can serve God with greater liberty. One of those things is financial. You know, the Bible says, and it means it when it says that the borrower is servant to the lender. And I don't like being under that taskmaster. I want to be a servant of the Most High God. So I'm looking for God to bring financial liberty to my life, like I've seen him and believed God and been a part of financial freedom that he has brought to other people's lives, because I want to be able to serve God with greater freedom for the glory of God, for his name's sake, for his righteousness' sake. I'm looking for every shackle to be broken, whether it's sickness, whether it's relational, whether it's financial, whatever it might be. If you need us to pray with you, contact us with the information you're going to hear at the end of the program here today, and we will stand in faith with you. You stand in faith with us, and let's see God move us forward, teaching us to do life the way that he wants us to do it. God bless you. Have a great weekend. If you get a chance, come celebrate with us on Sunday. See you next week right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Be mad for my king. Nothing, Lord, is hindering the passion in my soul.